At a depth of 10 meters, we walked amid a swarm of small fish from every species, more numerous than birds in the air, more agile, too. But no aquatic game worthy of a gunshot had yet been offered to our eyes. Just then I saw the captain's weapon spring to his shoulder and track a moving object through the bushes. A shot went off, I heard a faint hissing, and an animal dropped a few paces away, literally struck by lightning. It was a magnificent sea otter from the genus Enhydra, the only exclusively marine quadruped. 1.5 meters long, this otter had to be worth a good high price. Its coat, chestnut-brown above and silver below, would have made one of those wonderful fur pieces so much in demand in the Russian and Chinese markets. The fineness and luster of its pelt guaranteed that it would go for at least 2,000 francs. I was full of wonderment at this unusual mammal, with its circular head adorned by short ears, its round eyes, its white whiskers like those on a cat, its webbed and clawed feet, its bushy tail. Hunted and trapped by fishermen, this valuable carnivore has become extremely rare, and it takes refuge chiefly in the northernmost parts of the Pacific, where in all likelihood its species will soon be facing extinction. Captain Nemo's companion picked up the animal, loaded it on his shoulder, and we took to the trail again.